706 FM Talk 106.5. Mobile mornings on this Monday, 47 at our studios. 53 or so for a high today. More weather discussion with Dr. Bill in depth coming up at around 7:35. Right now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
And definitely a headline. It's a vest type of day.
Yeah, so I've gone vest today.
I did layers.
I just walked back and saw Mark Holliday in the production booth, and yes, he's got a vest on. Puffy vest. Dalton has got just a knit shirt.
I don't even own a vest.
Don't ruin your Christmas surprise. I wanted to welcome Ben to the Vest Club as well. He posted his picture.
There you go.
Just want to put that out there. All right, let's get you to your headlines. News from our state capitol. And yes, we are still talking about the general election, as our state election results will be certified tomorrow afternoon. Secretary of State's office says that the canvassing board will meet at 2 p.m. on Tuesday in Montgomery. The governor, the attorney general, and the Secretary of State will canvass and certify election results during that meeting. And you'll recall, in the hotly contested gubernatorial race, according to the unofficial returns, Governor Kay Ivey defeated challenger Walt Maddox after capturing nearly 60% of the vote. And get this, there are about 2,600 write-in votes in the race for governor. We're still waiting to see where Sean Sullivan comes in on this list. I'm very... You said a number of items or names that were mentioned to you from people were... Kaneka Sausage?
Kaneka Sausage got a lot of write-ins. Kaneka Sausage strong. I think I did see a Tickle Me Elmo. I got pictures of my name, too. So I'm in good company.
What's sad is that somewhere, someday, that extra person or item or edible item is going to win. And then what?
Well, it could be the tastiest ever if Kaneka Sausage wins, at least a state. And I would not suggest Kaneka Sausage needs to go straight for the governor's office first. Work your way up, Kaneka Sausage. Maybe some, a regional house seat, and then work your way up out of there.
All I know, we had relatives visiting from Michigan, and so we served them some Kaneka sausage, and they were like, nah, that's okay.
What?
No. That's before they took the first bite. After that, they said, do you have any more?
Right, and it travels well.
Yes, it does. Or they have a website.
Yes.
All right. Remember that Criolla police officer who claimed that he was shot by a motorist? The real incident, though, caught on police cam video. Well, that officer identified a sergeant, Don Turberville. Well, he is resigning from the Criolla Police Department. Last week, he was ordered to the sheriff's office headquarters to either take a polygraph test or possibly face being fired. After 3 hours inside, he came out and said, quote, I'll be resigning from the police department of Criolla. It did not happen the way I said it happened. It happened a little bit different. I did not take the polygraph test. Sheriff Cochran says, quote, I don't fully know why, but I do think it's a combination of several things. I think it's the stresses of the job and maybe some stresses in his life and him just not dealing with things appropriately. And the sheriff says he did not think criminal charges would be filed. So this was a story from last week. I know we kind of got caught up in the Thanksgiving rush, but I wanted to make sure that you were aware as to what happened with that story. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Admit it, when someone talks about working hard, it's you they're picturing, isn't it? Spending the time, sweating the details. All you need now is the equipment. And now's the best time to get down to your local Cat rental store and get your hands on not just the best equipment in the business, but one of the best deals in the business, too. That's because from now through the end of January, we're offering 0% financing for 60 months. Yep, an offer that works as hard as you do. And in addition to 0% for 60 months, you also get our free, standard, 2-year warranty on many of our compact equipment models. Hard to believe, even harder to pass up. So what are you waiting for? A wake-up call? Well, there you go. Head down to your Thompson Cat rental store or visit thompsoncat.com for details. But do it before January 31st. Thompson, just like you, we have what it takes.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A 9-year-old girl is shot on Interstate 10 in Mobile. The child was rushed to University Hospital with a gunshot wound to her shoulder. Mobile Fire Rescue confirms the shooting happened around 8:30 last night near the Virginia Street exit. We're working to find out what led up to the shooting and whether any arrests have been made. A former Crimson Tide player, now in the NFL, is free on bond this morning after being arrested and charged with domestic violence over the weekend. The San Francisco 49ers released linebacker Reuben Foster Sunday. Foster was arrested for allegedly slapping and pushing a woman at a hotel in Tampa. Happening today, a chance to snag some big deals without leaving your house. Cyber Monday is here. According to the National Retail Federation, 75 million people are expected to take advantage of internet bargains today. Experts are predicting Cyber Monday could bring in $7.5 billion. I'm Jessica Taloni, WKRG News 5.
Do you need a golf cart? Do you want a golf cart? Then check out the Cart Doctor at 5683 Highway 90 West in Theodore. They've got the brand new 2019 Yamaha and the Star Street Legal Carts. Do you have a golf cart that needs repair? Cart Doctor repairs all models with their own body shop and full service mechanic. Plus, you can find all models of used carts or even rent a golf cart for football games, weddings, Halloween, Mardi Gras, and, well, yes, golf. And Cart Doctor will pick up and deliver too. They're the only full-service golf cart provider in South Alabama. Do you have something specific in mind? Cart Doctor will custom build your cart just for you. So for the new 2019 Yamaha golf cart or Star Street Legal carts, repairs, service, used carts, and even rentals, see the Cart Doctor, 5683 Highway 90 West in Theodore.
Football in the South. Tailgate season at FM Talk 106.5's annual Ultimate Tailgate Showcase Extravaganza.
Is this Tommy English?
Yes, sir.
You are the winner of the Ultimate Tailgate Prize Package.
Oh, man, that's great. Thank you.
You have won $6,000 worth of goodies from the Cart Doctor, Old Time Feed, of course, Bailey's TV, Fairhope Brewing Company, and the Carrot Patch. Congratulations.
All right.
The Ultimate Tailgate Contest from FM Talk 106.5.
7:13 on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for getting your day started with us here on Mobile Mornings. Right now it's time for the sports report. Most of the teams in the NCAA have wrapped up their regular season with makeup games, the Army-Navy game, and conference championship games, the only thing standing between now and bowl season. Yesterday, the Associated Press released one of the final top 25 polls of the season, and the top three remained the same from the previous 5 weeks. Alabama was again unanimously voted number one. Clemson is ranked second, and Notre Dame third. Georgia is the top-ranked one-loss team. The Bulldogs moved up one spot to number four after cruising past Georgia Tech. Oklahoma moved up one spot to number five. The Sooners outlasted West Virginia 59-56 in a shootout on Saturday. And Ohio State thoroughly dismantled then number four-ranked Michigan 62-39 as the Buckeyes moved up to number six in the poll. The UCF Golden Knights are undefeated but ranked seventh because of the weakness of their schedule. Michigan comes in at number eight. That's a four-spot drop from last week. Number nine, Texas and Washington round out the top 10. The SEC has seven ranked teams this week. Florida moved up to number 11. LSU fell to number 12, while Kentucky went up to number 16. After an Egg Bowl win, Mississippi State is ranked number 20 this week, and Texas A&M moved back into the top 25 at number 22 after defeating LSU in a wild 7-overtime game on Saturday night. And that was the highest scoring game in FBS history, 74-72. Now that the regular season's ended, Alabama and Georgia will meet in Atlanta this Saturday for the SEC championship game. Only three teams in the Southeastern Conference saw their seasons come to an end this weekend. 11 of the 14 teams are eligible to play in a bowl game this season. Ole Miss is under suspension, but they wouldn't have been eligible for a bowl anyway. Their season ended in a 5-7 record after losing to Mississippi State last week. Tennessee lost to Vanderbilt for the third year in a row. That ended the Vols season with a 5-7 record. And Arkansas went winless in the SEC to end their year with a 2-10 record. Everyone else in the league will start practicing soon for a bowl game. There have been a couple coaching changes now that the regular season's ended. Texas Tech fired head coach Cliff Kingsbury after the Red Raiders finished with a third consecutive losing season. Kingsbury had a 35-40 record over 6 years at Texas Tech. They closed the season with a 35-24 loss to Baylor on Saturday that kept the Red Raiders from reaching bowl eligibility. And North Carolina fired head coach Larry Fedora following a second straight 9-loss season. Fedora went 45-43 in his 7 years in charge, but he did take the Tar Heels to 4 straight bowl appearances. In the NFL on Sunday, the Buffalo Bills beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 24-21. Jacksonville's now lost 7 in a row after beginning the season 3-1. Baker Mayfield threw 4 touchdowns, and the Cleveland Browns beat Cincinnati 35-20. The Patriots beat the New York Jets 27-13, and Tom Brady became the career leader in total yards passing, with regular season and postseason yards combined. In terms of regular season passing yards, Brady still remains fourth all-time behind Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, and Brett Favre. Phillip Rivers tied the record of 25 consecutive completed passes Sunday against Arizona as the LA Chargers beat the Cardinals 45-10. Rivers went 25 of 25 for 224 yards to start the game with three touchdown passes. And the Vikings beat Green Bay last night 24-17. Packers have now lost eight consecutive road games. Tonight, Tennessee plays at Houston in a pivotal AFC South matchup that gets started on Monday Night Football at 7:15. 7:17 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report right here on FM Talk 106.5.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for.
Be aware of the new tax law changes that could affect you this year. One important change is to miscellaneous itemized deductions. Of those that have been lost for 2018 are reimbursed employee business expenses. For example, salespeople on a W-2 can no longer claim mileage, parking, tolls, office expenses, meals, and entertainment, to name a few. Other miscellaneous itemized deductions lost for 2018 include tax preparation fees, estate planning fees, and investment management expenses. Investment expenses are those associated with income-producing activities that are not a business, such as property or real estate management. Of those that have been lost for 2018, clerical help, office rent, investment fees, legal and tax advice, and safety deposit box fees.
When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny today. It will be cool with temperatures in the mid-50s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and cold with lows in the lower 30s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings in the mid-50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. We do have an accident down northbound 65 off-ramp to Spring Hill Avenue. Two vehicles involved going to be slowing up traffic. Also, delays continue from Airport and University, but downtown across the Bayway, it's a chilly and windy start, but no other accidents that'll slow you down. It's the 23rd season of the Magic Christmas and Lights at Bellingrath Gardens and Home with new enhancements and music on the Great Lawn. The show features 3 million Christmas lights in 15 scenes set on the walking tour of the 65-acre garden estate. Find your tickets at bellingraph.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Right now, it's a great time for anybody ready to get some real work done in Alabama. Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success and a brighter future. It's time to get to work, Alabama. Alabama Works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ABA, and this station. Visit alabamaworks.com.
720 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along. Let's check in with Larry Kirby at LCM. We've been talking about shopping a lot, and this is the time to do it. Santa, if you got that vehicle on your list, go see my man Larry. Hey, Larry.
Morning, Sean. Yes, sir. We got a lot full. You know, we got them priced from $4,000 to $40,000, so we got a great selection.
And when you say great selection, you and I talked about this a little bit last week. Let's talk about one of the more popular vehicles out there, those third rows, the kid haulers, the people haulers.
Got bunches of them. We got, you know, Yukons, Tahoes, we got Suburbans, Yukon XLs, we got Expeditions, you know, and we got a lot of mid-size sport utilities that have a third seat.
All right, let's talk about financing options.
Financing options are awesome. Like I said, we got a ton of credit unions scattered across the country. We got local lenders, we got finance companies, we got banks, so we got just something for everybody.
All All right. Give us directions to come out and see y'all.
Highway 90 West and Theater, online at lcmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 7:21 on this Cyber Monday, if it needs the definition. I mean, it's a day like you can't go online other days and shop. Just check it. But officially Cyber Monday, and like you said earlier, Cyber Week. Here's Kelly Finley with more headlines.
Thank you, Sean. A house fire in Bay Minette just hours after, families across our nation celebrated Thanksgiving. Well, this fire claims the life of one person, and neighbors in that neighborhood say the victim may be a 15-year-old child who attended Baldwin County High School. Bay Minette fire officials and police responded to that home on 606 West 6th Street at 2:40 a.m. Friday morning. Officials say that once they were able to get inside the home, a body was located. The state fire marshal is investigating right now. We expect to know the identity of the victim in the coming days. A shooting close to the gates of the U.S. Army Aviation Center at Fort Rucker lands one man in jail, arrested for the shooting death of his own brother. Thomas Michael Goulart is from Daleville. He was arrested Sunday on charges of murder, attempted murder, and first-degree burglary. The chief of police, William Powell, told local media that Chris Goulart is 52 years old, was shot dead by his brother Thomas. After an argument began between them Saturday night, WTVY is reporting the siblings lived in adjacent homes, and during the fight, Goulart ran back in the home, retrieved his gun, returned back outside, and shot his brother. He was later arrested without incident and is right now being held in the Dale County Jail. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 7:23, FM Talk 106.5. And one of the big stories, of course, from over the weekend, tension and chaos at the southern border. Yesterday, Customs and Border Protection shut down the port of entry at San Ysidro near San Diego. After the chants were heard, "We are not criminals, we are international workers." Is this the new euphemism? We were international workers. Some hundreds in the migrant caravan tried to make it through the border. In a statement, DHS Secretary Kirsten Nielsen said some in the group sought to harm CBP personnel by throwing projectiles at them. "As I have continually stated, DHS will not tolerate this type of lawlessness," end quote. Migrants pulled back after tear gas was deployed by U.S. border agents. U.S. Army says some troops helped move barricades as part of their support role at the border. Remember, that's important because they can only assist in non-border enforcement because of Posse Comitatus, and so they can help the border agents do things that are not the main part of their job, to put a very simplistic version of it out. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials temporarily suspended all northbound and southbound crossings for both pedestrians and vehicles at the San Ysidro point of entry yesterday in preparation for multiple planned demonstrations. The agency says there were some people who attempted to cross the U.S.-Mexico border after it was closed, but they were stopped and sent back to Mexico. At one point, hundreds of migrants were enveloped in tear gas yesterday after several tried to make it past fencing and wire separating the two countries. Plus, you're hearing in Tijuana, which, by the way, I think I'm on to four different pronunciations by national media on Tijuana.
Oh my
so
gosh.
Tijuana. But in Tijuana, the local officials there are beside themselves with the situation they have. They have the caravan there. They have the lawlessness for the caravan. They are, they said, already taxed to the extreme of keeping public safety in Tijuana. Now they have this additional encumbrance on them. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a big story today, watching what happens down there on the border. We'll talk about this more coming up after 8 o'clock. We turn up your voice at 343-0106. Also, I saw a kind of an interesting thing here. Aging America. This is one of these questions, when you look at people my age in their 40s or 50s start talking about, will we see Social Security? Will there be money there? By 2030, a story says, all baby boomers will be older than 65, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, and one in every five Americans will be retirement age.
Wow.
One in every five will be retirement age. The Bureau is releasing some of this information. U.S. Census Bureau released new projections this year based on the country's changing and aging demographics. So by 2030, all baby boomers will be older than age 65, and one in every five Americans will be retirement age. The Census Bureau also said that deaths will rise substantially between 2020 and 2050, meaning the country's population will naturally grow very slowly. Projections also revealed that the population, what they say, the non-Hispanic white alone population projected to shrink from 199 million in 2020 to 179 million in 2060. But it's the one that got me here was this number that one in five will be retirement age. Now, y'all know, I mean, I know y'all know, but if you're talking to your younger friends, the way the system works is Social Security, and wait for me to get in trouble on this, is a bit of a Ponzi scheme, right? You need lots of people that are not taking Social Security paying into the system to be able to pay the money for the people that are. Well, when that that pyramid gets turned upside down, or at least has not a perfect isosceles shape here, you're going to have some issues. And will that be increased money coming out of checks for younger people to pay for older people, decrease benefits for older people? How will this work? I know there's been a lot of discussion over the years, but this is going to be, this is not sometime in far, far distant history. They're saying by 2030, this is a thing.
Just over a decade away. Yeah. Now, how confident are they that all the Social Security money will dry up, or is there actually a chance that
they
Social
don't talk
Security
about that.
Will stick
it's,
around?
They don't talk about it. It's people like me that talk about it. They just give you the numbers, but Census Bureau does. But it is something that you got to consider here, and it's not new. It's been coming. This is a slow train coming, or maybe a medium-speed train coming. But you get a situation where you're going to ask the question, what happens? You raise the bridge or lower the water. You know, which way does it go? Because if you have way more people now, if you have one-fifth of the population that will be taking Social Security or eligible to take it, and now you have folks that are paying in here, you have more people taking than ever before Social Security that they paid into in the past. So what do you ask of the younger generation? Do they pay more, or do you ask the older generation that paid in to take less in Social Security?
It's a sad situation all the way around, because when you pay into something, you expect it to be there.
Right.
Period. When you're ready to, you know, rightfully claim it. And so that's why people are so distrusting. Mm-hmm. And those who don't want to pay taxes say, this is why.
Yeah, but if you're one of the utes out there,
right,
don't you say, hey, wait a second, why do I have to, you know, pay more to get just the same down the road when I go to retire?
If you're one of the utes, you come up with a new solution. And then you get everybody on board, both sides. You make it happen quickly. You know, because in
I'm worried about the utes getting rid of us when we're older. So
if they were smart, they wouldn't do that. They need us. We're going to tell them great stories.
Keep telling them that. All right, we're coming right back. Dr. Bill joins us with our forecast coming up.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The future of the Carnival Fantasy will be announced later today. Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson will make an announcement regarding the cruise ship at 10:30 this morning at Cooper Riverside Park. Mayor Stimson released a statement ahead of today's announcement saying the city worked hard to recruit the cruise line back to the city and has worked even harder to ensure its future.
You don't need to say any more, just show the video. That's all this family wants.
The family of 21-year-old Amantic Bradford Jr. demanding justice on Sunday. Bradford was shot and killed by a Hoover police officer Thanksgiving night as police were responding to a shooting inside the River Chase Galleria Mall near Birmingham. A day after the shooting, though, Hoover police said new evidence revealed Bradford did not fire the shots inside the mall, and the real gunman is still on the loose. President Donald Trump will be on the Mississippi Gulf Coast tonight, the president holding a rally for Senator Cindy Hyde Smith. Smith and Democratic challenger Mike Espy will compete in a runoff for U.S. Senate tomorrow. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Wrap up savings at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Matching rebates up to $400 on all Browning Pro Steel safes in stock. The right Browning safe at the right price till December 31st at Mike Ward's. Just look for the giant yellow safe at I-65 and Moffitt in Mobile. Waiting to buy a Liberty safe from Ward's? Well, now's the time to purchase with 0% interest for 18 months with approved credit. Take advantage of this offer through December 31st. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, I-65 and Moffitt Road. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
Migrants massed just over the border near the San Ysidro entry point, writing, quote, many of whom are stone-cold criminals. Several dozen tried to rush the border yesterday, as we hear from Rodney Scott, chief patrol agent in the San Diego sector.
The group breached a couple sections of that, actually tore down one small section, started to rush across, and that's another time that they started assaulting our agents. We were able to hold them back using riot techniques.
Ukraine's president wants parliament to allow him to declare martial law for 60 days. This a day after Russia fired at and captured three Ukrainian vessels, triggering a sharp escalation in tensions between the two countries. A blizzard warning remained in effect overnight from northeast Missouri into southeast Wisconsin. That storm now heading toward the northeast. Long delays at Chicago snarling some air travel this morning. Amazon and Walmart leading a potential revival on Wall Street today, with stock futures showing hefty gains ahead of the opening bell. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Consumers are about to click their way into the record books. Cyber Monday is expected to generate $7.8 billion in sales, up nearly 18% from last year, which would make it the biggest online shopping day in the U.S. That's more than the $6.2 billion in online sales for Black Friday, which was up nearly 24% from last year. Apple used to advertise that there was an app for that when it first began rolling out its mobile devices. Now there's also a lawsuit for those apps, and it has made it as far as the Supreme Court. The High Court will hear arguments today in a case in which Apple is looking to spike an antitrust lawsuit that would force the iPhone maker to cut the 30% commission it charges software developers whose apps are sold through its App Store. Crude oil up 78 cents at $51.20 a barrel. That is helping Wall Street futures, which is pointing to a 1% gain at the open. That's Your Money Now.
You don't have to wait until Black Friday to save big on the floor you want. Lumber Liquidators Black Friday flooring sale is going on now. Get waterproof flooring up to 50% off and pre-finished hardwood up to 35% off. All bamboo and water-resistant laminate floors are on sale. Plus, get exclusive Black Friday weekend deals and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators Black Friday flooring sale today. Visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Accidents now at Airport and Mont Lamar. One with injuries at Repole and Cottage Hill Road. And again at Moffitt Road, the West I-65 Service Road North. Got a hit and run involving a bus. The car drove off. No problems across the Bayway except for the fact it's a pretty chilly start. It's pretty gusty winds. Hang on to the wheel. Breakfast with Santa. Celebrate the magic of Christmas with Santa and his elves in the historic Crystal Ballroom inside the Battle House Hotel in downtown Mobile. Enjoy a delicious breakfast buffet Saturday, December 8th and 15th. For reservations, it's called 338-5441. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Hey, I just want to add this in. I don't want to get into the traffic department, Kane, but I would just suggest that even when it's not windy out there, that you hold on to the wheel. Okay? We would always like you holding on to the wheel out there. All right, 7:35 and time to say hello to Dr. Bill. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, this is one of those days, right, that our the cooler air comes later in the day, the warmer air is at the beginning of the day.
That's right. A cold front moved through. It's now way over in the Florida Panhandle, and we're in for a little touch of winter now after we had some mild temperatures this weekend, getting into 71 for both days. But the best we'll do today is in the low to possibly the mid-50s once we get some sunshine. Still have clouds around this morning and kind of a gusty northwest wind up to miles an hour at times. Now tonight it's going to be cold. Looks like a light breeze right here in the Mobile area, and north of the city it'll get into the upper 20s tomorrow morning. So some very chilly temperatures for the Gulf Coast. As for tomorrow, the cool weather will stay with us. It'll be sunny and about 55 degrees for tomorrow afternoon. Then back into the 30s tomorrow night, around 35 degrees. On Wednesday, we warm up just a little bit, but still on the cool side, 58 and sunny on Wednesday. And then the second half of the week, we really warm up. On Thursday, mostly sunny, up to 68 degrees. Then on into the low 70s with a slight chance of a shower. Friday night, though, the showers become more numerous. And then on Saturday, numerous showers and a temperature around 75 degrees. As for the second half of the weekend, it looks sunny and about 72 degrees. So we start out some cold weather for the first half of the week and then warm up into the 70s by the end of the week.
I would tell you what, it's, normal, I guess, normal for the Gulf Coast as it changes a bunch this time of year. I got to ask you this, too, as we wrap it up here for hurricane season 2018. Number one, are you watching anything out there? Number two, how close were we here on the predictions?
Well, we're getting close to the end of the official season, which is the 30th of November. Nothing going on right now in the tropics, and so far we've ended with 15 named storms this year, and I don't expect anything to develop since the stronger winds and the mid-latitudes are kind of invading the tropics in the Atlantic, so we're looking good. As for our forecast, we were looking at a slightly above normal season, and we did a little better than that with those 15 named storms. The normal's around 11 to 12. And so we were definitely above normal for this year. Of the 15 storms so far, 8 have been hurricanes.
Wow. Well, we hopefully put this one to bed for the year, and we'll have some time to recover before we start talking about this again. And what, May? We'll start talking about getting ready for the new hurricane season in June, right?
And June 1 is the beginning of the next season, and I can wait.
Me too, Dr. Bill. Hey, thanks for the update. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist and tropical weather expert Dr. Bill Williams, exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. 7:38, we'll check headlines with Kelly next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we talk to John Papagrow, a New Orleans funk musician, about his workplace. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over 7 decades.
Hello, Tom Beaudry here. I'm a retired Coast Guard Command Mass Chief and a disabled veteran. I am your veteran and military real estate professional. Call me today at 251-367-0575, and thank you for your service.
I honestly didn't expect John Groh to say yes to an interview. When he said yes, I scrambled to create a relevant tie between being a New Orleans funk musician and the workplace and workforce trends this show focuses on. What I learned from John was to commit to giving it your all, to try to inspire your bandmates, to push them, and be ready to be inspired by them in return. John tells us what it takes to be a busy musician in New Orleans' very competitive music scene. Listen for more Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Always a variety with Cam's show. I dig it, man. I can't wait to check that out on Wednesday. 7:40, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Alrighty, thank you, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Hope you had a great weekend. I know we did. We were downtown this weekend.
Yeah.
Walking around, getting a nice brisk walk in on Sunday.
I
want to say good morning to his handle is EAustin39. Works for the city of Mobile. Had many compliments to say about the city and his job. So we thank him.
Very good. Did you use one of those apps to tell us how far you walked? I looked at some of your pictures. Did y'all?
You
have a pedometer on you?
And on the phones they allow you to check your heart rate and all that good stuff. So I mean, I started a clock. We walked about an hour and a half.
All right, good.
We had a really good discussion actually about Rocky.
Did y'all have the music going on your phone? So dun, 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 dun.
Everywhere my husband goes, he has that music surrounding him.
Nice, it's good.
Now, we saw our oldest turn 15 this weekend, and so we did bowling, and we saw Creed, too.
Very cool.
Must see. All right, let's get you to your headlines, because I'm sure you don't really care about all this. Before you click on for Cyber Monday, of course, if you're an Amazon customer, the company is apologizing to you. Last week, they admitted that some customers' names and email addresses were exposed. An email was sent to some users that say, quote, we're contacting you to let you know that our website inadvertently disclosed your name and email address due to a technical error. The issue has been fixed. This is not a result of anything that you have done, and there is no need for you to change your password or take any other action Sincerely, Customer Service. Now, Amazon says this disclosure was not a data breach of the company's website or any of its systems. I'm sure we'll hear more about this in the coming days. All right, I've delivered so many just headlines that really just, it may put you kind of in the dumps, but this will make you happy. Mark your calendars for the annual Snowball Drop on December the 7th. The City of Gulf Shores will host the annual event plus the lighted Christmas parade at Sims Park. The fun kicks off at Gulf Shores Public Beach at 6:30. Floats roll on Highway 59 from the beach to Sims Park. So listen to this. The Snowball Drop is actually 4,000 ping pong balls. Santa drops them. There are winning snowballs, which means early Christmas gifts. Prizes total and nearly $2,000. They range from gift cards, gift baskets, day passes, apparel, and other merchandise. The grand prize, a $500 Visa gift card. This event is free, open to the public. The sponsors, I love this. Acme Oyster House, mm-hmm. Cactus Cantina, Crazy Cajun, DeSoto's, Lulu's, Napa, and the Whacked Out Wiener.
Stop right there.
If you want more information, call 251-968-1171. There are your headlines. And I do have to say, the gentleman that we met this weekend, he's an avid listener of FM Talk 106.5. Yeah, so he wanted me to tell everyone hello.
Obviously a smart guy.
He's very smart. And he loves the city of Mobile. Can't beat that.
Good deal.
This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thank you, Kelly. 743 FM Talk 106.5. Big weekend in sports. We'll get a wrap up with Dalton coming up next.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A 9-year-old girl is shot on Interstate 10 in Mobile. The child was rushed to University Hospital with a gunshot wound to her shoulder. Mobile Fire Rescue confirms the shooting happened around 8:30 last night near the Virginia Street exit. We're working to find out what led up to the shooting and whether any arrests have been made. A former Crimson Tide player, now in the NFL, is free on bond this morning after being arrested and charged with domestic violence over the weekend. The San Francisco 49ers released linebacker Reuben Foster Sunday. Foster was arrested for allegedly slapping and pushing a woman at a hotel in Tampa. Happening today, a chance to snag some big deals without leaving your house. Cyber Monday is here. According to the National Retail Federation, 75 million people are expected to take advantage of internet bargains today. Experts are predicting Cyber Monday could bring in $7.5 billion. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
The Best Tool Roadshow truck is eastbound and down and coming to town to Gulf Coast Tools in Foley. Don't miss this one-day-only event from 8 till noon, Thursday morning, November 29th. Best Tool is an industry leader in quality power tools. Check out the showcase and demonstration of Best Tool's newest, most innovative tools. Pick up some cool swag, grab some delicious eats, and enter to win a big green egg. It's the Best Tool Roadshow, November 29th at Gulf Coast Tools in Foley. Best Tool precision unmatched.
The Daphne Library has added many popular digital magazines to its collection of ebooks, audiobooks, and streaming video on the library website. Red Book, Popular Mechanics, and Reader's Digest had the collection for readers of all ages. You'll need a library card to participate, then visit camellia.overdrive.com or download Libby, the award-winning one-tap reading app. To acquire a card, visit the Daphne Library. Learn more about the digital program at 620-2500.
7:46 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Most of the teams in the NCAA have wrapped up their regular season with makeup games, the Army-Navy game, and conference championship games. The only thing standing between us now and the bowl season. Yesterday, the Associated Press released one of the final top 25 rankings of the season. And the top three remained the same from the previous 5 weeks. Alabama was unanimously voted number one. Clemson is ranked second and Notre Dame third. Georgia is the top-ranked one-loss team. The Bulldogs moved up one spot to number four after cruising past Georgia Tech. Oklahoma moved up a spot to number five. The Sooners outlasted West Virginia 59-56 in a shootout on Saturday. And Ohio State thoroughly dismantled then-number four-ranked Michigan 62-39 as the Buckeyes moved up to number six in the poll. The UCF Golden Knights are undefeated, but they ranked seventh because of the weakness of their schedule. Michigan comes in at number eight. That's a four-spot drop from last week. Number nine, Texas, and Washington round out the top 10. The SEC has seven ranked teams this week. Florida moved up to number 11. LSU fell to number 12, while Kentucky went up to number 16. Mississippi State is ranked number 20 this week after their Egg Bowl win. And Texas A&M moved back into the top 25 at number 22 after the Aggies defeated LSU in a wild 7-overtime game on Saturday night. That was the highest scoring game in FBS history, 74-72. Now that the regular season's ended, Alabama and Georgia will meet in Atlanta this Saturday for the SEC Championship game. Only three teams in the Southeastern Conference saw their seasons come to an end this weekend. 11 of the 14 teams are eligible to play in a bowl game this season. Ole Miss is under suspension, but they would not have been eligible for a bowl anyway. Their season ended in a 5-7 record after losing to Mississippi State on Thursday. Tennessee lost to Vanderbilt for the third year in a row. That ended the bowl season with a 5-7 record. And Arkansas went winless in the SEC to end their year with a 2-10 record. Everyone else in the league will start practicing soon for a bowl game. There have been a couple coaching changes now that the regular season has ended. Texas Tech fired head coach Cliff Kingsbury after the Red Raiders finished with a third consecutive losing season. Kingsbury had a 35-40 record over 6 years at Texas Tech, closing this season with a 35-24 loss to Baylor on Saturday that kept the Red Raiders from reaching bowl eligibility. And North Carolina fired head coach Larry Fedora following a second straight 9-loss season. Fedora went 45-43 in 7 years in charge and took the Tar Heels to four straight bowl appearances. In the NFL on Sunday, the Buffalo Bills beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 24-21. Jacksonville's now lost seven in a row after beginning the season 3-1. Baker Mayfield threw four touchdowns, and the Cleveland Browns beat Cincinnati 35-20. The Patriots beat the New York Jets 27-13, and Tom Brady became the career leader in total yards passing, with regular season and postseason yards combined. In terms of regular season passing yards, Brady still is fourth all-time behind Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, and Brett Favre. Phillip Rivers tied the record of 25 consecutive completed passes Sunday against Arizona as the LA Chargers beat the Cardinals 45-10. Rivers began the game 25 of 25 for 224 yards with three touchdown passes. Denver upset Pittsburgh 24-17. The Colts got the win over Miami 27-24, and the Vikings beat Green Bay 24-17. Tonight, Tennessee plays at Houston in a pivotal AFC South matchup. They'll get things started on Monday Night Football at 7:15. 10 minutes to late now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7, featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
All right, and more discussion of the weekend in sports and what's coming up in the next few weeks. Of course, that's Sports Night tonight at 7 o'clock. Yeah, you got a little advance here?
Yeah, we're going to talk Iron Bowl. What went wrong for Auburn? Okay. Maybe special guest Sean Sullivan, who was at the game. Or I'll talk to Corey, who was also at the game.
Yes, and Corey LeBounty and I were at the game. And so was, and we'll bring this up later in the week, Jeff Poore, of course, who's on the show with us, Auburn grad. So Jeff and I showing, you know, what could be more Alabama? You know, the state of Alabama. Jeff Poore, Auburn grad. I'm an Alabama grad, sitting next to each other at Bryant Denny for the Iron Bowl.
Mm-hmm. And did you guys get into any scuffles?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we fought. We had to be hauled off by law enforcement. Like I said, what could be more Alabama than that?
Also tonight, we're going to recap the match between Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods. Pretty awesome watch on Friday.
Yeah, you know, every man stuff. You know, playing for $9 million for charity and betting each other $100,000 for, you know, regular man stuff. All right, Sports Night tonight, 7 o'clock with that man right there, Dalton, Corey LeBounty, and the whole gang. 7:50, we'll be right back.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone, for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Accident still at Airport Mont Lamar without injuries. Cottage Hill and Repole Road in Moffitt and West I-65 Service Road. Hit and run involving a bus. You've got the delays now. Schillinger and Airport, also Cottage Hill and University, but no other wrecks in the roadways. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, offering you the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value, and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less. SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny today. It will be cool with temperatures in the mid-50s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and cold with lows in the lower 30s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings in the mid-50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at FMTalk1065.com.
Yeah, speaking of that website, too, FMTalk1065.com. 40 hours a week of live local programming. We're doing around here. You can catch those shows and do them a la carte style there at the podcast page where you can find the show, the hour of the show you want to hear. Or better yet, subscribe to have those shows and all our podcasts show up on your smartphone. If you have an Apple, of course, iTunes works fantastic. I know there are multiple platforms to do it on a Android, but I use Stitcher. Like someone who stitches, like Stitcher, works quite well for me. Check those out. Download those today. They are free. The download is free. The podcasts are free. Check them out. Get our podcast. And when you're there, like we said, give us some stars here, some thumbs up, whatever that actual site uses.
Yeah, give us good reviews. We'll take those as an early Christmas present.
There you go.
Free on Cyber Monday.
There's also a gift if you know how to do all of that to teach the next person, because some people don't know how to download.
That is for sure.
Believe it or not.
That's for sure. So pay it forward.
There you
Something like that. All right, 7:54, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Hey, great news. Saw this on our news partner's Twitter feed, WKRG. Clayton Acton, he was a missing teenager from Saraland. He has been found safe and is back with his family, and they thank everyone for all of the shares, so that's great news. Let's take you to our nation's capital. Happening today, former Trump campaign foreign policy advisor George Papadopoulos, he will report to prison today. The move ordered by a federal judge who rejected his last-minute bid to delay his two-week sentence. The AP is reporting he was sentenced in September for lying to the FBI in the Russia investigation. He had sought a postponement of his prison term until an appeals court had ruled in a separate case challenging the constitutionality of special counsel Robert Mueller's appointment. Well, so he pleaded guilty to lying to federal agents about his interactions with Russian intermediaries during the 2016 presidential campaign. He also forfeited most of his rights to contest his conviction. According to Judge Moss, he waited until the 11th hour to seek relief. Indeed, he did not file his second motion, the stay request, until the last business day before he was scheduled to surrender to serve a sentence. He has only his own delay to blame. So in a tweet, Papadopoulos responded over the weekend saying the truth will be out. Not even a prison sentence can stop that momentum. Looking forward to testifying publicly shortly after. The wool is not going to be pulled over America's eyes forever. News out of Florida this morning, as we now know, a man shot in the head. He lived to tell the story, but he refuses to press charges against a suspect. According to the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office, the 18-year-old who was shot in the head last Friday is not IDing the suspect, but instead the suspect has been identified thanks to great police work as 23-year-old Tory Banks of Fort Walton Beach. He was arrested for discharging a firearm during the commission of a felony and carrying a concealed weapon. The shooting victim, 18-year-old Deontay Wingate, shot in the head at a car wash, only suffering minor injuries. Authorities say he actually ran from that scene but soon returned and was taken to the hospital for treatment of a head wound. Banks was located and taken into custody. Deputies say the two men knew one another, but they're not quite sure as to what triggered that altercation. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you, Kelly. 757 FM Talk 106.5. Not only is it Monday, it's Cyber Monday. Thank you, Ellen Davis. Ellen Davis, a senior vice president of research and strategic initiatives for the National Retail Federation, who back in 2005 branded it Cyber Monday.
Oh.
So since 2005, it's had a name of Cyber Monday. Pretty interesting if you think about the idea behind this was people would come to, I mean, let's just talk about what's real. They knew people would come to work where they would have a better internet connection because 2005 to way back in 2005. Back in 2005, people at home did not have nearly as fast connection. The idea of being on your phone and doing shopping was something in the future. So they kind of set this up to give people the heads up that they could go to work and use the better internet connection and go shopping. Not so much anymore, but Cyber Monday lives on. We'll talk some about that coming up next hour. And trouble at the border, that's all straight ahead. Hour number 3 of Mobile Mornings up next.